Yeah, so this is Natchitoches Funeral by me, Saul Emeron. My boss's funeral has been long, and apparently the diamond he's supposed to have been buried with is missing. My mother's been dead for years, and I never knew my father. I couldn't find it, the old boss's son, the new boss, whispers to me. He thinks his sister has it. I know this because he's told me several times. There's something about the old boss in this state, so stoic, so resting nobly in front of the altar, that I find incredibly attractive. I wish I could bring myself to weep, my new boss says. But Dad always said tears were the refuge of weak constitutions and malingerists. Presumably, he's angry and clenching his fists because he thinks my sister stole his father's diamond. I don't think you have a weak constitution, I tell him, liltingly, because I'm distracted by the dead, old man, and because I believe the son's been embezzling for years, like the rest of the executive staff. He looks up towards his sister, who's been eulogizing for over 20 minutes, and says, I wish she was in that coffin. I don't. I feel an intense, masculine energy radiating from the old boss's corpse, and I want it. Whatever it is, I want it. For a second, I think I hear my mother call, but she's not here. The old boss is. Can't believe he's not with us anymore. The old boss's daughter says again, for a fifth time, still eulogizing. At least she had a father. Mine left before I could remember and could be alive or dead. I couldn't know. What's inside the old boss, though, is something I can know. And I find myself standing up and walking towards him, up the center aisle, because he's oozing stately, manly vibrations that I know can fill the emptiness inside me left from the absence of anything my father might have meant for me. Sister stops her eulogy. What are you doing? She asks. Everyone turns their heads. Your father, I say. I'm going to go inside him. The crowd gasps. The old boss's son, the new boss, stands up, pointing at his sister. She did it, he yells. She stole our father's diamond. She betrayed the family. The sister's mouth drops open. Lies, she hisses. The crowd gasps again. I run past the sister and jump into the casket, straddling the old man, his dead features potent and virile. Then I rip open his chest. Inside, I see a distant, nuclear green light and hear the thump, thump, thump of dance music and am knocked over by people marching right out of the boss. Right out of his chest. These people wear jester masks with puffy purple, green, and gold costumes. And I know it's a Mardi Gras parade because they come out dancing, followed by a color guard of expert skill, and then a marching band, also of expert skill, and then a crude Bacchus float that's shaped like a dazzling streetcar, and everyone in the nave cheers and dives through the air and onto the floor to try to catch the beads and coins thrown by the passing crew. Last out is an alligator that walks on two legs and carries one of those giant wooden mallets you see at carnivals. Once free, the nuclear green light rushes out from deep within the chest in a beam that cuts a hole in the ceiling so everyone can see the sky above. Fireworks burst against the night stars. Mother's voice calls again. The indomitable, vigorous, handsome nuclear green invites. I'm mesmerized, and the alligator joyously smashes the heads of company executives. One head, two head, three head, four, until finally she brings down her mallet, and there's a diamond where the old boss's son. The new boss, there's a diamond where his head used to be. It's the size of a grapefruit, and the alligator lifts it high, yelling, I found it! I found the grapefruit diamond! I found it! The grapefruit diamond! She shows it off to everyone, shouting, It has power! You have none! Give it to me, the old new boss's sister pleads. Give it to me, pleads the new boss, who's the old boss's younger brother and the old boss's second son. And the crowd chants, give it, give it, give it, repeatedly. And while the alligator throws the diamond up into the air where it hangs, like a brilliant and hypnotic disco ball, I'm climbing inside of the chest of this man I've come to love, the old boss. I float in absolute, accepting green radiance. It seeps between my eyes and every other crack, fissure, and hollow. I see my mother. I see my mother showing me how to sweep and wash the floors, to take out the trash, making sure the lid's attached, to open a checking account, to save money, to drive a car, to pay bills, to use my phone to figure out how to fix broken pipes and electrical outlets. Her eyes are shining rubies, and she says, I was here the whole time. Isn't that funny? Yeah. It's absolutely side-splitting. There's fading calls for the celebration coming from the church. Her body fades, and the only two stones remain. Don't be a snot, she says. Her voice echoes against the backdrop of a million empty greenness. Not everyone has to do the same job their whole life. Have you ever thought of getting a new one? She's right, of course. She always did have a way with words.